Are we supposed to, like, some children's thing? Or I got to check with the Lord, and I check with her. I'm no dummy. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Worship team, if you just want to stay up for a little bit. I woke up with this reality. I just knew the Lord was stirring something. He kept bringing those scriptures before my heart. And I want to speak to the men, but I'm going to speak to everyone. Of this crossroads, we're in a crossroads. He is shifting the paradigm of Christianity, and that is a good thing. Amen. Like we're getting real with the scripture, and we're getting real with Jesus. Like he's shifting our lives, and part of that can be painful a little bit, but it's unto good. I promise you. Like the Lord's leadership is always unto life. But I have this. The second part that I was waking up with, and I went to bed with this last night a little bit, is we have this crossroads, and we even have these experiences in the Lord, like we had this morning, and there's these like the Lord moving upon us. We feel Him and experience Him, and our hearts begin to burn for Him, and we make these sometimes radical like commitments to Him. Has anybody made some crazy radical commitment in the altar line, or you know, just wherever, like you're experiencing the Lord, and I'm giving it all for You. I'm selling the farm, and then you get home, and you're like, well, you know, maybe if I just give this up. But there's this reality, and I want to keep this short. I know the kids are with us and everything, but the Lord is calling us to experience Him deeply and commit ourselves to a disciplined lifestyle. I just want to be real clear about this. This is powerful. But throughout my years of ministry, I've realized you can have some big moves of the Spirit in your own life, and still walk away from the Lord. I'm not even diving into theology right now. I'm not talking about once saved and always saved, or if they were saved and maybe they weren't always saved, or you know, all these arguments that we have. I'm saying this. The Lord looks at us and He says, be careful that we don't fall away. And He calls us into a disciplined, devoted lifestyle. And what we're experiencing right now should dramatically change the way we live tomorrow. And I just want to pull this verse out, and it's a call to Timothy as he's leading a church, but part of the church, and I don't want to get lost in the language of leading a church, because as we saw last week, we're all ministers of the gospel, and we're leading where there's two or three together. You know, that's the ecclesia, that's the church. Like God's there, and we have leadership in that. But he looks to Timothy, Paul, and he says this in 1 Timothy 4:13, until I come, devote yourself. And this word, again, the Lord just speaks to me in this way sometimes, and he says, he holds these words up before, like, just my eyes. Does anybody else have that where he keeps that before you? And all I could see was the word devote. And I'm speaking to the fathers, but I'm speaking to everyone. We've got to be devoted. We have to have a devoted lifestyle to the Lord. And it requires us to be disciplined even in what we do. And he says, devote yourselves to the public reading of Scripture. Devote yourselves to preaching and teaching, meaning sharing the Scripture. He goes, don't neglect the gift that was given to you through the prophecy when the body of elders laid your hands on you. He goes, be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life, doctrine closely, persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourselves and your hearers. And I just want to leave that simple word do not, sometimes we get lost in this movement of the Holy Spirit of just kind of the feelings and these expressions and commitments, but we have to be devoted to the word. We have to be devoted to the gathering, as they said in Acts, where when they became saved, they said they devoted themselves to the teachings. They devoted themselves to fellowship. Like, there is a devotion, there is a discipline in our lifestyle. We cannot live fiery for Christ. We cannot lead others. We cannot keep our spirit alive by ourselves. Actually, the commitment, you know, 5 years, 10 years ago, will not keep our hearts alive. He says we have to abide. We have to stay in that place. And I want to encourage us today that we would be devoted. What are the things that you're devoting yourself? What are the things that you cannot give up in a day? And I want to encourage you, the Word of God. We have to be devoted to the Word of God. We have to be devoted to the place of prayer. We have to be devoted to the fellowship of believers. Otherwise, we cannot continue. There is a day that's coming right now. It's the return of Christ. It's the revival that's happening at the end of the age. And Jesus, he says this in Joel. He goes, that day is great and terrible. He goes, it's revival and it's deception all at once. And when that's what Matthew 25 is so urgent, he goes, half of them are going to end up into revival, and the other half is going to actually fall away. That's Matthew 24 stats are more fall away than more stay steady in the Lord. And I'm just being real right now. And what separates, though, I believe, is the devotion. We are setting our course to stay steady in God. Amen? And in 5 and 10 years and 15 and 20 years, we've just become stronger and our foundation more steady. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, I want to finish. We're going to celebrate. Amen? Hey, can we fire that song? Where did that song come from? That's a good song. That's a good. Can we stand?
You want to do that one again?
I want to do that one again. We're going to finish. We're celebrating because this song is our reality. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Good.
You're my bass player, though.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, let's get that bass player out here.
Where's my bass player?
It ain't worship unless we have a little bass.
It's all about that bass, bass. No,
we're going to lose it real quick, aren't we? Good thing the Holy Spirit's not fragile.
The Lord wants to move on without him.
Father, we ask right now, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in our midst. God, we thank you that you hear our cries and revival is here. And we want to set our lifestyle according to this song, to your heart and revival. Thank you, Father.
Shaking, the sound releasing, revivals come, better ready, better ready. The earth is shaking. spirit like we've never seen before. And every eye will look and see the glory of the coming of the Lord. So spirits of revival now are crashing on the shore. Seen before, and in every eye will look and see the glory of the coming of the Lord. Tsunamis of revival now are crashing on the shore. A moment of the Spirit like we've never seen before.
I don't know how long it lasted, maybe 2 seconds. It was was like supernatural. Time stopped. And I was standing here, and I just never had that feeling before. The feeling that time stopped, but it was peaceful. And there was a clearness. And then the song came on. It's like God was saying, you know, I'm in charge of the moon and the stars and the sun. I can stop time. But the time has now begun. For all these lyrics that were happening up here, the shifting and the changing, and what's happening in the galaxy, what's happening in the world, what's happening in our hearts, what's happening everywhere, He's in charge. He literally can make time stop. But time has now begun.
After we pray and dismiss, we're still going to have ministry time here, because I believe like what Pauline's saying, and she was saying this even before, the Lord's present. Jesus said this one day. He was ministering to the people, and he goes, the presence and the power of God is here. And all were healed. Like there's those moments, I don't fully understand it, but there's those moments where it's like, all right, God, this is what we've been praying for. And I believe the Lord is actually doing miraculous things in our midst right now. The encounter, and I wanna leave you with this. These encounters, and I can't say this enough, as powerful as they are, is not where you have growth, and it's not your foundation. These encounters should launch you into a devoted lifestyle. And I want to encourage you, if you don't know where to start in Ephesians. Just as a church, let's do this as a whole. Let's engage in the book of Ephesians. And I'm not talking about from the pulpit and messages. I'm talking about our personal life. Let's start this week. Let's go through Ephesians 1. Read it, digest it, dialogue with the Lord. Get your foundation set on that. Begin to taste the Lord in Scripture. Take your time. Read a Scripture. Pause. Ask the Lord, what does this mean? Thank you for this. Tell me more about it. Find parallel verses. You know, we all have the Bible apps now. You can click on them. You find the other parallel verses. But allow the Lord to speak to you through Scripture and watch what takes place in the midst of that. Amen. But let this drive us. Hey, just a couple things, and then we'll have ministry time. You're free to go, whatever. Next week we were gonna share some videos from Abby and Molly this morning as they're doing missions. We'll cover that next week. This Thursday, 7 o'clock at Zion, they have a national day of prayer, and so if you want more information, Melissa has some information on that. But it is the national day of prayer. A lot of the churches are gathering there this Thursday for that. We have some prayer times. Also, Matt Blazek's leading one, 6:30 to 7:30 in the morning on Wednesdays. It's a powerful time, shifting the hearts of men and women, but you can come during that. Pastor Dave has one tonight. You can look at the schedule, but he's going to be leading a worship set tonight at the prayer room. And then coming up, which we'll make some announcements more on this, but at the end of May, there's going to be a women's night at the prayer room. And we have a special speaker coming, I believe, from Texas that's come from Texas that will be there to speak. Hey, I get this question a lot, so I gotta make sure to make the announcement. We still do tithe. We're just making it more and more difficult to give. I know, but we believe in it. But the tithe boxes are actually in the back. They're the little black boxes for giving, and so you can drop that. And we switched that with COVID, and honestly, we just felt the Lord said, "Hey, just keep it that way," and we're able to give. So you can give online, or those black boxes in the back corner are the tithe boxes. And directly after church too, on Monday, we have the insulator that's coming for the gym. If we could just use just a few people back there, there's some things that have to be moved, some chairs out of the way for that insulator to come. So if you have time after church, if you just spend 10 minutes, Josh is going to help lead that. And he'll be back there. We're moving those red chairs back into the lean-to and out of the gym so he can insulate. Amen. Amen. If the worship team, we just want to spend a few minutes. We'll keep worshiping. If you want prayer, and you're like, I still feel the Lord, and I feel like this is what takes place. I felt the Lord so strongly. It was like he was just stirring inside of me. Finally, when I gave into that and shared what needed to be shared, now I feel like I'm empty. I feel like, oh, God, this is good. Don't go home with the stirring. If you're feeling this is not the moment to go home and be like, man, I wish I would have received prayer for this, or I wish I would have done this. The Lord has something he wants to deposit and store inside of you. And so as the team stays up here for a little bit, we're going to open up. Those that are on the prayer team, if you want to come up even now, just come forward. And we want to pray for healing. We want to pray for breakthrough marriages. We want to pray for salvation. We want to pray for whatever the Lord is putting on your heart. Or if you're just like, I feel the stirring of the Lord, and we want to partner with that and bring it forward. Amen. Amen. All right. Have a great week. We have Wednesdays in the prayer rooms. See you there. Amen and amen.